Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael here. Our number is 888-850-1872. I'm talking to Daryl Day for this on this Liberty Works Radio Network. We're broadcasting on the Eagle 104.3 FM as well as nationally and internationally on the internet. Our website's faithfreedoms.org, where you can check in and watch a live video stream or listen 24 hours a day to Liberty Works Radio Network. There's an audio stream there. You can always check out libertyworksradionetwork.com. Again, we're talking to Daryl Day of the baypatriots.org. Baypatriots.org is a website where you can find out about what they're doing. Daryl is somebody who got inspired. He's your average human being who was inspired, saw what's going on that isn't right, and stood up to do something about it. And guess what? No major catastrophe came upon him. By the way, I'm going to give a little plug here. We interviewed a Greg Pound, whose children were taken away from him by somebody who was a liberal extremist who thought somebody raising their children with a biblical worldview would endanger them. And when they would not agree to teach that strange reprobate behaviors with parts of your body that are intended for procreation, being a family show, I don't want to be saying the common words, confuse the kids a little bit, but you know what I'm talking about, that if they would refuse to teach that as a normal functional lifestyle to their children, they could not have their children back. So they were taken away by a false accusation, but unless they would agree to the proper societal UN parental provisions, that they could not have their children back. And I just found out that they are still, I guess they've agreed to give children back to Greg's wife, but he's not allowed to contact his wife. We got a wicked world, folks. So I say that not just at activism. We need to pray for Greg Pound and his wife. I won't mention her name, but we need to really get in on this, folks. We got a war going on for you. Somebody's after you. And I'm not paranoid. I'm saying I'm connecting the dots. I'm doing a statistical analysis. This is bad. So that's why we're here at the Liberty Works Radio Network. Now, Daryl, just as, again, we're doing this to equip people, you're going to give me an example here of something that you've done with your county that is hopefully inspiring them to behave a certain way. Can you give me a summary of what you've put before the Bay County Board of Commissioners?
Well, we believe at Bay Patriots that we cannot affect a change at the federal or even the state level, because trust me, we've tried. So we need to, I believe that the way that America can be brought back on track will be through the local level. So this July 7th, we went before the Bay County Board of Commissioners, County Commissioners, and we read them a resolution, a list of citizens' grievances, if you will. And I think it went pretty well. I don't know how many of these things you want to touch on.
I do want to ask you, how many did you have people sign this before you went there? Was this a real petition?
No, we had people show up in person.
Okay.
You know, petitions, you can get people to sign a petition for anything.
Yeah, you could.
If all you can do is sign a petition to save your country, you know, dissent without cost is merely whining.
Yeah.
So you may have to take some time off work. You may have to go to your boss and say, look, I have to go. I don't know what to say. I have to go. We have to do this. And I believe that, you know, I believe that people will let you do that.
Well, do you have this list?
Office can't go, but one person can.
Do you have this list in front of you right now?
Yes, I do.
Read number one.
All right, number one. We ask you to include, now this is what the directory we were giving to the commissioners. We ask you to include in all acts, directives, or administrative rules that portion of the United States or Florida State Constitution which also authorizes such action.
You have just written to them a writ of quo warranto in the common law. By what authority?
Right. You must show us by what authority. You can't. They told us that we have some congressional guidelines. No, that doesn't work. You have to enumerate it. Just like we told the government with the Constitution, we enumerated powers to you. We numbered powers that you can have. You tell us which one of those numbered powers that you feel authorizes the action that you're taking.
Okay. Now, is there something, and I agree with that, and that goes back to we're not run by the clerk. The law is not the clerk behind the counter. The law is the law.
It's also not case law.
Right, right, exactly. Case law is evidence of law. Statutes are evidence of law. It's not law unless it's really conforming with revealed law, firstly.
But all it means is that at some point in time, a court ruled this way on a fairly similar situation.
Right.
Remember, the Supreme Court of the United States once ruled slavery as constitutional.
Right.
So you have to, you know, and by the way, the United States Supreme Court holds no trump card. We have three branches of the federal government, not one, three.
So, and the point there is, if a president disagrees with the Supreme Court, he can do whatever he wants.
Well, he can't do anything, well, everything he wants, but what he can do is bounce it back to the legislature, and the legislature can then rule that the Supreme Court is in error.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can, but I will tell you, even you have the ability to interpose. I mean, it is, you are accountable to Almighty God. The careful thing is, you got to remember, they are ministers of God for our good, so make sure you don't get just too uppity and start striking right. back without, you might be in the wrong. So you have to be very careful with that civil disobedience. It's a very touchy thing.
One president told the Supreme Court, and I can't remember his name, that they came up with some ruling. He said, okay, I understand you made the ruling. Now enforce it.
There you go.
No enforcement rights
That's
whatsoever.
Right. That's right. Well, that's a good point. Okay, you've got this thing here. Which of these things that you put before your council members that you thought was your favorite?
I like number six best, just simply because it really sums up everything. And it says, the proper role of government is to protect equal rights, not provide equal things. The people cannot lawfully delegate to our government any power that we as citizens would be held accountable as unlawful.
Ooh, you mean so theft?
What's that?
Like theft.
Right. I can't delegate to the government something that I would be held as unlawful. If it's against
That's right.
the law for me to steal my neighbor's lawnmower, I can't delegate that authority to the government to go steal my neighbor's lawnmower to give to me.
That's right. Okay.
I don't have that power because it's unlawful.
Okay, keep reading.
It says, if it is against the law for any citizen to forcibly take from one person to give to another, no matter how benevolent, it must be held that the government has no right to do likewise. If the government then deems the taking as lawful, it has further violated the one's rights to appeal the taking. Be wary of using our tax money and your commission authority to fund projects which do not benefit all citizens of the county.
Wow, that's scary. Now, just read the seventh one, and then I'm going to ask you a question.
All right. The number seven was, the right to life, to liberty, and to personal property are so entwined as to be held as one. The loss of one is the loss of all.
And you know what you are here. It's you're a political philosopher. That's what you're doing. But I think what you're doing is really...
Carpenter, if you will.
Well, I'm saying in the act here, you're basically voicing what they're true statements. And so this is sort of your own county Bay Patriots remonstrance to your county commission. Now, I have a question for you. On the break, we talked about your church member, and I don't know what church it is, but you, it's Christian, but I'm not sure what fellowship there.
I'm Southern Baptist.
Okay. What church do you go to?
I go to Highland Park Baptist Church.
Okay, Highland Park Baptist Church.
I'm a Baptist, but not enough to hurt.
Okay. Now, with regard to what you're doing is essentially a political, some would call it political activism. I'd use a different word for it.
Mm-hmm.
What does your pastor know you're involved in this? Is there something, how do you basically, I'm losing my train of vocabulary here, but basically if you're, you know, people say you don't mix religion and politics and things like that. What's your take on it specifically with regard to what you're doing? Why are you doing it? How can you justify it according to your obligations of religion?
Well, first of all, those who say that you don't mix religion and politics are woefully uninformed about our Constitution. Our Constitution is based right straight out of Deuteronomy. We have senators. They had certain representatives. They went from the smaller groups to the larger groups with Moses at the top. Aaron, I believe, was the minister of internal affairs. Joshua would have been the minister of the military. But our entire Constitution was written based on those precepts that were found in the Old Testament. As a matter of fact, the first written Constitution in America. Written by Reverend Thomas Hooker. It was called The Fundamental Orders of Connecticut. And it was based on those principles recorded by Moses in Deuteronomy. And it was finally constituted in 1639. It was so successful that Rhode Island said, hey, we like that. Rhode Island adopted it. And when the English colonies were converted over to independent states, Rhode Island and Connecticut were the only two states that had a written constitution. Our founding fathers based our Constitution on those precepts.
Okay, now being that it is, I'm looking at you personally and your active your activities.
Right.
Do you look at this as, and I do, but I wonder, do you look at your actions as something that is necessary and proper and obligated as a Christian, as a member of your church even, to do the things you're doing?
Well, the book of Romans tells us in no unequivocal terms that we are to obey civil law. And I believe that we are to obey civil law. However, we also have examples in the Bible of people, the three Hebrew children. They didn't obey a ruler's law, and we have a ruler's law more in America today than we have a constitutional law. Paul fled Asia Minor one time to go back to Jerusalem because God had a lot of people in Jerusalem. Now, what does that tell me? That tells me that the people in Jerusalem at the time were having such an effect on the local government that the climate was such that Paul could move freely about in Jerusalem at the time.
Wow. Okay.
So you can use the Bible to without taking things out of context, see where, in other words, I don't, as a Christian, I can't say, if the speed limit is 65, I'm going to do 70 because God gave me the freedom in Galatians to be independent and free. No, I have to follow those laws. But when those laws begin to encroach on God's law, as a Christian, I can't even make that call. I have to follow God's law.
Okay, that's a good point.
I have to do what is right. I cannot condone my government. I can't condone the taking of one to give to another. That's thieving. That's thou shalt not steal.
Well, I'm going to pull something out of the reference so that people know what you're talking about. It's not just an opinion. Yeah, it might be an opinion of Daryl Day of the BayPatriots.org. But I always get back to the reference. We talk about the Constitution. We talk about the Bible. And Proverbs says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. That was what you were talking about. But when a wicked man rules, the people groan. So I this is just one of my things is it's today we're kind of extreme on the religion part. But part of my thing is I'm really trying to show people is there is a right. There is a wrong. When wrong is happening, people are suffering. And when right is happening, people are being benefited and blessed. And as we've talked about earlier, what's happened is the American people, and with the excuse of the government doing it, have basically kicked out the teachings of Jesus with regard to the public policy. And they've kicked out the Bible and the Christian perspective of the purpose of government. They've kicked it out of public policy.
Let me read you just a quick snippet out of our mission statement. It says, we recognize different people have different opinions, and we celebrate their individual rights to differ. We believe that the decorum displayed by free men and women shall be without rancor, passionate but not rude.
That's what we try to do here on the Faith and Freedom Show. Passionate but not rude. Okay, hey, we've only got a few seconds here as we're going. Daryl, I just tell you guys, you got to check it out, baypatriots.org. If you have an interest in what getting involved in making a difference, I'm trying to highlight folks that are doing that. So, Daryl, you've got a few seconds. What would you like to say as a parting words to our listening audience?
Well, just don't anyone think they're alone. There are many more of us who feel like we do. We're not trying to tell anybody what to do. We're trying to get our government to work back within the parameters of the Constitution. And we are a Christian nation.
Oh, okay.
And don't let anyone tell you any different.
And so we have to behave like it.
In other words, if you get arrested for being a Christian, they better have enough evidence to prosecute.
Amen. That's good. Hey, stick with me, Daryl. Hey, thanks, folks. You've been listening to, yes, I'm David Allen Carmichael on this Liberty Works Radio Network. I encourage you to become a member. Go to LibertyWorksRadioNetwork.com. Folks, because we scare people away. We scare sponsors away. We're trying to get to truth in broadcasting and doing it with liberality, so to speak, to make sure we're passionate but not rude. So again, check out our website at faithfreedoms.org. Tune into LibertyWorksRadioNetwork.com any time of the day and listen 24 hours a day. Become a member of Liberty Works Radio Network. And we look forward to coming back tomorrow with some more exciting adventures, taking care of your need for inspiration and truth.